Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, I'm glad to be with you, you, and you today. Those of you that listen on a continual basis, we appreciate you. We love you. We send you lots of love and hugs, letting you know that we appreciate you so much. We are praying for you as you pray for us. Call us if you want to have something to say. Call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will, or just call and listen in. We will appreciate you, you, and you from wherever you are today. Give us a call. We are waiting to hear from you, how you feel, who needs prayer in your family, whether you need prayer, just to say hello. 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Be a dear friend today and give us a call. We are waiting just for you. We want to pray today, especially for Chris Whitted today, praise God, who's quite ill right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we send forth the word of God to Chris right now, Father. Touch him, give him strength, the strength that he needs right now in this hour, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We call it done, Lord. We thank you for it right now. We are praying for Carla Scott continually that God would give her a mind to reach out and touch him today. Know that she cannot make it without you. Father God, in Jesus' name, we send forth the word to Carla Scott right now there in that home that she's in. Father, in Jesus' name, make her every whit whole. Lord, we ask you to touch Ashley Ritter there in St. Thomas. Father, touch him right now, Father, in Jesus' name, where he is. Cover him right now in mind, body, and soul. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Lord, we ask you to touch Pastor Mosley continually, Lord. Let her recover and be strong in the Lord, Father, in Jesus' name. Make her every whit whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Heath Bell in Jesus' name, Lord God. Touch him right now, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, Holy Father. Here's Curtis Harris, Lord. Touch him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, touch and deliver. Make him every whit whole. Father God, we ask you to touch Mother Jane Mara, Lord. Touch her right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, make him every whit whole, Father God. Lord, we ask you to touch minds today, God. There's many people whose mind is just gone off base. Father God, in Jesus' name, help them today. Give them that mind to serve you. Be committed unto you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, we ask you for the church world. Lord, stop the game playing on the church world, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, touch them, deliver them right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we need your help right now, Lord God, all over this place, all over, Lord. Here in Florida, we need your help, Lord God. Other countries need your help today, God. In the United States, just need your help all over the place. Father God, in Jesus' name, have mercy today, God. Oh, God, bring us back to God. Bring us back to you, Lord God. We need a revival in our spirits, in our souls, God. We need your help right now, Father God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch our upcoming services, God, everyone that we have. Father, we ask you to touch, believe, move in a mighty way. And, Lord, make more believers here, God, believing in you, your word, God. This is what we need, some believers, some prayer warriors, those that are standing up, praying, God, in the midst. They are here right now, standing up, praying right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise today, Father. Thank you for it, God. Thank you right now, Holy Father, God. Oh, reach out and touch. Well, today, y'all, you know, praise God. It's a beautiful day in the Lord, you know, and there are many challenges that are going forth. All right. You have a challenge? Call us. 347-857-3924. Call us and tell us about the challenge that you're going through, and maybe we can help you out by helping you pray. Because he said, if two of us agree is touching anything, it shall be done. Hello? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And you know, the word says it, so we have no other recourse but to do what? Believe it. Is that right?
Amen.
So are you going to believe it today? I trust you are. Amen. Let me give you a little word today before I get off. You know how I do sometimes. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But let me give you a little word today, leave a little thought to you. The best travelers on the highway of life are more interested in finding new friends than in seeing new sights. The best traveler on the highway of life are more interested in finding new friends than in seeing new sights. Are you one of those? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so glad today that we have Deacon Mike here with us today he comes and blesses us, our little souls, and we have Sister Diane, praise God, and praise the Lord, here with us today, praise God. God, my God, you know I mess with her all the time, praise God. But God is good for those that are here with us, and now we have you, those that are listening, and you can call in and just say something, give your opinion with the message, a message that you've heard, heard us talk about or something. You might want to, you know, say something concerning one of them that had just really stuck with you. That'd be nice, too. All right, you come on, help us out today. Come on, come on, you listeners, help us out today. Yes, yes, we don't mind. We don't mind you helping us out. Praise God. My. Now, I'm going to kind of go through the book with a little something today, and I'm going to read a little and talk to you about some things, you know, because everybody has a dream, don't they? They have some type of dream. Most people, back up. Most people, huh? There's something they dream in life that they want in their lifetime, before they leave this earth. There's something that they want to happen, be it through their children, husband, wife, whatever it could be. Could be just a double-sided refrigerator. You was tying them ones with the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top. You was tired of that one that carry ice. You remember them refrigerators that you have to buy a block of ice? And you've been dealing with that block of ice for a long time. So you got a dream of having you one of them double-sided ones and big ones and they can put a lot of stuff in. You know, you just dream about one day I'm going to live in a mansion. One day I'm going to have this, that, or the other. I'm going to get a Rolls Royce one day. Somebody's dreaming about something, are they not? Oh, I'm going to have the perfect man in my life. I'm going to have the perfect woman in my life. You know, we have all types of dreams going on. But now remember Joseph's dream, you know, and he was start telling his dream to his brothers. You know, he was telling them about his dream, you know. And I found out, I hear people say, I've heard preachers say that that's bad. You know, telling people about your dream, you know, you got to just not tell them. But then we wonder about if you don't say something to somebody when it comes, they don't know that it has been your dream of yours for a long time. Isn't that right? Now, you have to look at both sides, you see, of this story, of about it, you know. But let me tell you. God has always had a man or woman who walked in a realm beyond the limitations of their day. So a man or woman that is in dreamland, so to speak, that has a dream, has something that they want to do for the Lord, has something they want to achieve, let's say, to achieve for the Lord. You see, now, are you one of them? Come on, think about it now. Now, when you do, you've got to always, that dream takes you beyond your limitation. Did you know that? And when you go beyond your limitations, you're going to meet challenges, do you hear me, in your life. Do you get the picture here? Come on, help me out here, somebody. Y'all help me out. Now, while most people feel and are satisfied with following the crowd. Are you satisfied with following the crowd? If you're satisfied with following the crowd, you won't reach your potential. You will not accomplish your dream because you're following somebody else's dream. Do you hear me? Come on now, think about it now. So most people want to get in somebody else's dream, be somebody else's dream. Do you hear me today? Are you one of those, huh? You have your own dream. Each, you know, one. Let me tell you something. God gives each one of us an individual dream. It's not my dream, ain't your dream, and ain't like the next person's dream. He give me a dream that fits me, that I can accomplish. And so this is what I'm trying to let you know today. Every man has his own dream. And his dream is to be fulfilled in its time. In its time, do you hear me? Not in the time that you want it to or you set it to be accomplished, but God sets each man's dream in its time, when it's his season. Now, there's a few people that will step out. And when you step out, you got to do what? Step out on faith. This is what you have to do. Step out on faith. This is what you got. The whole thing of the dream is to step out on faith and do what? Go past your limitation. What you think you just limited to do. I can only go this far. Well, let's go beyond that, because he told you he will make you more than a conqueror. So when you become more than a conqueror, you step out of what you think you're limited to do. I can't do but so much. You know, you hear people say that a lot of times. I can only do so much, you know. I'm human. I can't do but so much. But let me tell you, there were people, men and women in the Bible, especially think about Joseph. He had to go beyond the dream. He had to go beyond his limitation. He was limited as a young man. He was limited to his little color code. You know, that that coat he had, coat of many colors he had, he had to go beyond that because he was endowed with that coat when he was a little boy. His mom and dad give him a coat of many colors, you see, and the brothers didn't like it because they didn't have one like it, see. So he was stepping outside of his limitation. He was stepping outside of what everybody thought he should be or what he should do. He was outside of it already because God had ordained it to be so. So he had to go now forth into a many of challenges had to occur in his life in order to accomplish what that coat of many colors represented. Did you see me? Did you hear it now? You see? So sometimes things happen in your life to bring you into a higher domain in Christ Jesus that you go beyond what you think you can accomplish. You know, because so many of us, we only go with what other people think about, and that's all we can see. Are you one of those? You can only see what other people see for you instead of you seeing beyond that, because you have Jesus inside of you that is telling you, go a little step further. One more step. Say one more step. Tell yourself, I'm going one more step. I'm going the next step. I'm finna step up into the realm of unlimited, of the unlimited. Do you hear me, Sal? Just tell yourself that today. And tell yourself, say, I am going to reach for the stars. I'm going to reach high above my head because I know that I can do anything. He say you can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth you. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you can reach for the stars. You can reach beyond your limitations. Do you hear me today? Glory be to God, because he's made it so. See, Joseph was not, he was not able to do it in the place he was in. Sometimes you have to get out of the place you're in. You may be in the wilderness, you may be in the desert, and you got to go beyond that in order to reach your full potential. Hallelujah, Jesus. And oftentimes we only see what our limited vision see. Now, God has made for you to have, what's that, peripheral vision. You can see beyond what your eyes tell you or what your eyes take in. You hear what I'm saying? So therefore, now let's go a little deeper than that. Let's go beyond this. You can go into your subconscious mind and bring out that which has been stored there by the Lord God from the day of creation. He'd already planted something within you when you were purposed to be born. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. When you were purposed to be born, there was something already inside of you. So therefore, you have to dig deep. You have to go deep into your subconscious. See, everything else is conscious. Therefore, the conscious has given you a limited amount of something, a blessing, a word, of receiving what God has for you. Do you understand? Most saints is only on that conscious level and have not gone into the subconscious level in order to reach beyond what they think they can do. Because I've heard some people say, and I've read a few books, praise God, and it says that, you know, your mind, you don't even use the most of your mind. You, what you have there is still there because you will not go beyond what you think you can do. I know it sounds a little confusing for some of you, but I'm here to tell you, you can go beyond it. Think about the good man Enoch. Think about him. Hebrews say that Enoch pleased God. How did he please God? Because he had to go beyond what man could do. Huh? He walked with God. He walked with him in righteousness. He walked with him in faith. Do you hear me now? And so therefore that would translate him into the arms of God. Have you been translated today? Are you translated right now, Are you pleasing God? My. I'm telling you, so many people don't strive to please God. They strive to stay with the crowd. The crowd say you can't go but so far. The crowd say you can't do this or that. The crowd say you can't be healed. The crowd say you can't have any money. The crowd say you can't have a nice house or a car. But God didn't say you can't have that. You can have it, but don't let it have you. Do you see what I'm saying? Don't you get so involved in it till you begin to worship these things and you begin to call my car, my house, my this, my. And all of it ain't yours anyway because God could, pardon me, make it disappear with the quickness. And it won't be no more, do you see? Now, you can have what you say you can have because he's given you the power of it, You have power over all the power of the enemy. Now, the enemy come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But God came to give you life and that more abundantly. So, therefore, if you're living in the now, in the abundant life, it's yours already. You have a coat of many colors also because that coat of many colors, it may not be there per se right now because the enemy has tried to take it, has taken it away from you, but you're still wearing the coat of many colors because it's taking in you into another realm of God. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Do you know that? Now, when you go through the Bible, you'll find out many men of God, had challenges. They had many challenges. As they begin to reach for the stars, as they begin to go beyond what man was saying, the only one can stop it is you. It goes on and on as you go through challenges. Now, he didn't tell you there wasn't going to be these things happening in your life. You weren't going to have trials and tribulations. We call them challenges today. You weren't going to have aches and pains. Glory be to God. All of that because he made provisions for that as you start marching on into his kingdom, as you reach for the stars, he has made provisions for you if you get sick, if you are hurting in pain. He said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. He's letting you know you already have your oil. You already have your balm of Gilead. You already have these things to be healed with. Do you understand? So that's a challenge that you can put an X on. Say no more. Do you get it? As you reach for the stars, you may run across some other challenge in your life, or some other affliction or turmoil comes in your life, and you may call on him, and he say, I'm going to be near. Everybody may leave you, and you'll call that a challenge. You'll call that something is standing in the way. Somebody has stopped me, but I'm here to tell you, if you allow them to stop you, then you'll be stopped. Because what did he tell you also in the word? He said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you, that will stop you. You lay it aside because you know it will stop you. You know it's going to stand in the way of where you're going. It's going to stand in the way of you reaching your full potential. It's going to stand in the way of you being blessed by God. It's going to stand in the way of you receiving all that God has promised you. Reach out and touch today. Reach for your star. Hold on to your dream. Don't let nobody tell you you can't make it. Don't let nobody tell you it will not happen. Because if God said it, you can count on it that it shall happen. It may take a little longer than others, but glory be to God, it's going to happen because God said it's going to happen. And you hold on to that promise. Because he told you in the word also, he said he never seen the, David put it this way, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You don't even have to worry about no food. You don't have to worry about no shelter. He'll be your shelter in the time of every storm that come about. And when that storm come about and it begin to tear up everything that you have, God got some more for you. Because you still reaching. You're still reaching for the stars. You're still reaching for your full potential. You're still reaching for what God has for you. And you'll let nothing separate you. I'm so glad Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. You're going to let people or things, places, or nothing else separate you from the power and love of God. Now, when he gave you that power, he didn't give it to you to separate you from it. He gave you that to operate in. He gave you that to live in. He gave you that to survive with. The power of Almighty God helps you through every chaotic situation, through every trial and tribulation, through every sickness and suffering that you go through. God has given you power over that enemy that has attacked you. Hello, somebody. But you just got to follow instructions. That's the basics, is you got to follow instructions, huh? You got to take that step and reach for the stars. Enoch did it, and he pleased God, and he wasn't anymore. He just kept walking, and he walked on into glory. Do you hear me today? You can do the same. God has a way for you to get there. He has that way. He's made that way, you hear. Even old Noah, Noah was there because he pleased God. That's how he pleased God. He found grace in God's eye. Did you hear what I'm saying? He found grace. That's what the Bible said, that Noah found grace in Genesis. He said he found grace. Because he was the righteousness of God at that time for that era. Can you say the same? Can you say the same? Can you? See, God will do what? Deliver his righteous. Now, it looks like you're not going to be delivered, don't it? You going through hell and high water right now, and you wondering, well, am I the righteousness? Well, if you don't know by now, you got a problem. You don't know whether you're living right for God? Now, I know sometimes the devil would try to come in and blank you out or something like that, but tell him to get behind you. And when he get behind you, make him fall. And when he falls, step on him. Break his neck. Crack his neck right now. Just stomp him and crack his neck right now. Get out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Why you say this? Because you're reaching for the stars. You hear what I'm saying? You're reaching for it. And sometimes you have to go through dark tunnels, glory to God, to get to the place where he is, where those stars are shining bright. You know, sometimes the stars are not shining at night. Is that right? And then you go to another place and they're just as clear, you can almost count them. They say you can see the Little Dipper, the Big Dipper, and the constellation and all these things. Up in the sky, you can see these things at certain times because it's clear. Now, when your vision get clear, you can see clearly through the darkness. Because he's been a lamp unto your pathway. And he has led you and guided you through the muddy waters. He's led you and guided you through every dark cloud. Didn't he do it? Because what is he doing? He didn't want you to stay in the dark. He didn't want you to stay in the muddy waters. He said, yea, though you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, you will not fear no evil. Why? Because God is with you. He's leading you, guiding you through every way. He is that light. Did you hear me today? He is the light that you can see clearly. Huh? Any dark cloud you can see, because you know there's a silver lining there, don't you? And when you see that silver lining, brightness is coming. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The promises of God is just peeking through right now. Just keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, and everything going to be all right. Oh, the light's going to shine through that darkness because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And when you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, honey, you begin to shine bright as the sunlight in the middle of the day. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Can you hear it today? Glory to God. God is on your side. You still ain't got to fear what man can do, huh? Because he has given you the power over all the power of the enemy. When you think of that, let me tell you, if you don't read another book, go to Genesis and read when God made you, made man, and made everything. And before he even put man in there, the first thing he did what, huh? He gave you dominion. The spirit of dominion was already into existence before you even got here. Did you hear me? And if he give you dominion over everything that he has made, and then he put you in there to do what? Man the God, man the system, man the world. Ah, you didn't know that, did you? Praise God. See why? Your reach is unlimited. Let's put it this way. You got Superman hands and Superman arms. It can stretch anywhere. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can you do it now? Think about it. Take your mind out of the gutter. Take your mind out the garbage can. Take your mind out of other people's lives and begin to put them into God Almighty's life, that he gave you life, huh? And that more abundantly. So you got abundant life. So reach into that and begin to see your vision unfolding right now. See what God has already given you. See what you got already. Don't be thinking about what you don't have, because you're measuring that after what other people have. I measure not myself after what other people have. Other people measure themselves after me. Because I live in unlimited situations, unlimited resources, unlimited prayer life, and unlimited whatever I need, God's given. And he got it. I know who the source is. I know where the power source is. I know where to plug it in at.
Come on now.
Come on now. Hello, somebody. See, my dream is unfolding every day.
Yes, Lord.
It has unfolded. When I look at my children, God, the devil say they ain't going to live for so long. But they have lived and lived till their children got children. And some of their children got children. Now that's living, ain't it? Huh? Because the enemy say it would not be so, but God said it will be so. Huh? And he had stretched out the blessing. Did you see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I'm living a light of unlimited, of the unlimited. Huh? The overflow. The more than enough. You hear what I'm saying? Now, you can say, well, I'll fix that. I'm going to get something, and I'm going to show that the devil got more power. You can try to do that all you want to, but all you're going to do is kill yourself. You're going to kill your own self. You see what I'm saying? because I wouldn't play around messing with God's people trying to bring them down to my level. Because I don't have any faith. I want everybody else not to have any faith. That don't even make sense. You need to get a light. Get a light. Get the life of Christ. Why are you getting? Don't get any life. Don't play with the devil. Don't take his wares all around, and then you're going to try to rub them off on God's people and his righteousness. You're only signing your own death warrant. Now, I said it. Read the book. Because why you want to do that in the first place? God gave you life, too, but you want to use it in the dark. Now, you want to get mad with somebody else because they use theirs in the light. Come on now. You look at it. Tell the truth. It's shame the devil. You done been in the devil's dungeon so long, and you start thinking like it. You live like it. Because you choose a Volkswagen and the other person choose a Cadillac, you mad. You got to pay the same money for each one of them, so what's the difference? That's your choice. Your choice. See? If I want the better and you want the less, you want to stay around in a log cabin by the railroad track. I want to live on the hill in a mansion. I just got a bigger dream. And I'm taking the limit off of what I want and what I desire. But you want to stay there. Well, she trying to be so big. I'm not trying to be big, nothing. I know whence I came from myself. Praise God, hallelujah. I came from poor surroundings and a nothing. And if I want to believe God, I'm going to believe God. And if he want to bless me, he going to bless me, and I'm going to accept it. What you going to do? Why are you sitting up there trying to pull somebody else down because you think they got more than you? You probably got a bank account full of money. They might not have no money. They only trust in God. Have you ever thought of that? Oftentimes, praise God. Oftentimes, I don't have no money in no bank. But I just believe God. I just believe God. That's who I believe. Praise God. You need to get some belief, too. Just have faith in it. He'll do it for you just like he'd do it for anybody else. You don't have to be jealous, mad, and angry, and trying to hurt people. Love them. Love them. Just love people. That's what you do. You keep loving people. That's what you do. Glory be to God. You know, so many people don't want to even love nobody because they've been through a lot of things in life. Well, I could say this to you people. Sit down with me sometime and let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about the wilderness experience. Let me tell you about the desert experience. Let me tell you about lack experience. Let me tell you about lonely experience. Let me tell you about crying your eyes out experience. Let me tell you about pains in the body from head to toe experience. Just let me tell you some of the things. If you think that this is an easy way, let me tell you my story. See, faith, that's what you need today. Glory to God. And you can reach for the stars. Just trust God, Trust God, Elijah did it. Trust God, Somebody, let me tell you, somebody done will help you get where you're going if you stop trying to put them down all the time. Come on. Enoch did it. Noah did it. They all did. Elijah did it. They did it. By faith they did. It took faith for them to accomplish whatever they did. That all that good reading in the Bible that you read, it took faith for these men and women to reach those goals. And it's going to take faith for you to reach them too. You don't hear me today. It's going to take faith for you to reach it. Do you hear me? Come on now. Praise God. Amen. You can do it. Oh, you can do it. It's time for you right now to make up your mind what you're going to do. Because God is waiting for who? You. You and you. Go on, Brother Mike.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that word. But as she was talking, I was saying, boy, she's all into my little word I was going to say. She was touching all kind of little bases there. And I'm saying to myself, I say, go on now, doctor. You got the doctor in of the day, you know. And I say, praise the Lord. But, you know, when she was talking about them dreams and reaching for the stars and stuff, and I say, well, wait a minute, let's put this together here. Now, you know, I had a dream last night about a two-headed monster was coming at me, and I ain't trying to figure that out, you know. So if anybody wanna call and figure that out, then let them come on in, you know, and get on the line and let me know what that is. But also a dream would also help you reach for the stars and help you reach. A dream will also show your potential that you can go and you can come in. So that's what a dream would do for you. And it will help you, you know, along. You know, sometimes you'll dream about the past, and that's nothing but the devil that's showing you the past, because he say the past will looks better than what your future is. But it's not. Just look at it like I do. Look at where you come from. You know, and I thank God from where I came from. And from the past, you know, I wasn't doing anything. So let's look at it that way. I was just into a mess. You know, so that's what I look at my past. When I dream about the past, I wake up and say, thank God where I came from, Lord. I'm not there in that muddy grub hole anymore. I'm not in them situations anymore. I'm not in them crazy circles I used to be in anymore. And I just thank God for that, you know, when that dream comes along, because I know what it is. I know it ain't nothing but the devil trying to pull me back. You understand what I'm saying? I know what that subconscious mind is doing to me on that aspect, but I'm not falling into that trap. You know, I'm into the Lord now to where I'm not falling into that trap, because that's all that is a trap. And, you know, I thank God for that, because of the fact of the matter is my dream now is to go a little further, is to reach a little further, you know, just try to stay a little further, you know, just try to reach a little further. You know, when you have them dreams, you can have a dream that you're reaching and you're plucking the star out the sky. So that should let you know. And I know everybody has a dream every now and then where they see the stars. Come on, I know you do, because everybody has that dream every now and then where they see the stars or see themselves sitting on a star or something of that nature. You know, so think about that, what that means for you, that you can reach and you can go higher. You can go above your situation to where you're at. You know, let's try to get out of this, you know, because spiritually we are already out of it because we're in the spiritual realm. But a lot of times our earthly matter pull us back down and keep us grounded. But, you know, God can lift us up. You know, the Spirit can lift us up. But we got to understand that we got to be in place to be lifted up. We can't be upset about it or anything like that. We can be in place. We can understand that where we're going is that God has it meant for us to be. But we got to learn how to reach and how to grab and to pluck. You know, as Apostle was saying, when we reach for the stars, we got to get our mind right that we can make it. And that's the thing. Put it in your mind that you can reach. Get it in your mind and use that part of the mind and that part of your brain that really isn't used. And, you know, that's a lot of things we got to learn how to do. We got to learn how to unlock the keys to reaching our potential. You know, a lot of us don't reach our potential because we hold ourselves down. And that's what I mean by we hold, and what I mean by we hold ourselves down is that we stay involved in the past or we stay involved in other things. You know, and as we talked about in as we talked about since Sunday school, diatrophies. And, you know, a diatrophies is the one that's running around putting you and cluttering your brain up and things of that nature. A person that's coming down on you all the time and lowballing the church, lowballing the pastor, lowballing everything that's spiritual. You know, so we got to understand because we can't have people around you like that. Because when you have people around you like that, that's going to pull you down too. That's going to keep you deep in it too. You know, and you got to understand, you can't listen to we can't listen to everything and all things because that's what God has in store for us. We got to learn how to keep ourselves in order, keep ourselves from striking alone in these aspects. You know, because God is there for us. We got to reach out and touch him. You know, the problem is when we reaching for the stars and if we get to that pinnacle which we want to get to, then we forget about God. You see, a lot of times people ain't going to reach, ain't going to get to their potential because God ain't going to let them because all of a sudden they're going to forget about God. You can't forget about God. When you get to where you got to get at, you can't forget about God and how he got you there, how God blessed you to get there. Then all of a sudden you want to forget about God. See, that's the thing. A lot of people turn on God in a minute once they get to where they're at. And that's what we got to understand because God is the one that got us there. Now, you got people who honor God that got them there. Yes, they do. They honor God that got them there. They praise God because God is the one that has a hand in where you at and where you're getting to. That's because on their dream, they reached for their dream, they plucked their dream, and they got their dream. And like Apostle was saying, all these guys, these men of the Bible, had all these challenges. They had all these trials and tribulations that they had to go through. People always got to go through something. You know, we got to go through something to get somewhere. So how do we know what's going on in the background and where we're at? We don't know that because of the fact of the matter we haven't been anywhere yet to know what we're going and what's going on. But we have to get there, and we have to learn how to get ourselves accordingly. We got to do ourselves accordingly and how we need to get where we're going. You know, because God is the one that has us. God is the one that prepares us to get these things. And we have to get ourselves in order, get ourselves together, get ourselves right. Because when we reach for these stars, we need to get to these stars and get these understanding in these stars. And we have to learn how to do it and get furthermore into these stars. And this is what we have to do. So call in, and like I say, and let us know what's going on. You know, you understand, so we can get there, and we can learn what's happening. You know, because, God, we need someone to ask us, you know, and I still need someone to ascertain that dream I had about them two-headed monster. You know, and what does that mean? I kind of got an idea, but I'd like to know everybody else's idea on this subject, you know. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for that awesome word this morning. It's given me life into my soul. From Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael, thank you, God, for the impartation. God is so good. Oh, my God. But what came to me when you guys was talking, Isaiah 78 and 41, I believe, when Israel had, he said, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And as I was reading and studying about that, I was thinking about me. I said, you know what, God? And then I like when he said further up, he was saying, how he just had to look at them because they just flesh. They just flesh. He had to just, you know, think about them as flesh. But I begin to say, you know, many times the children, God brought the children of Israel out. They had challenges. They had tribulations. But God always brought them out. But I think about that when we get to a place in God where God is going to do something extraordinary, and he's challenging us to go ahead and just take the limits off of him, regardless of what you are, where you at right now. But I'm about to blow the devil's mind because I'm about to do something awesome in your life. So take the limit off of me. Take your mind up to another dimension in me. I heard you talking about the stars, Deacon Michael. And I heard the Lord say, take your mind up to talking to me. Take your mind up to another level in me. Don't you get distracted on what appears to be, but I want you to stay focused on what I'm about to do. Because I'm about to do something great. I'm about to do something extraordinary that's going to blow the devil mind. And I want you to stay focused. Stay persistent. Don't you dare take the limit off. And so, you know what, I begin to think about how Apostle used to teach us about the different types of kingdom. And he told me to walk in the kingdom of the unlimited. Walk in the kingdom of miracles. Take the limit off. And so many times we do, the enemy try to just come and just try to mess with your head. But you know what? Every time he come and try to mess with my head, I say, well, what if God can do it? Because what's impossible with me is possible with God. What if God can do it? So I'm taking the limits off of him in my thinking. I'm learning how to cast down imaginations and say, Lord, but I know you able because you did this. See, what happened, the children of Israel, they had to remind themselves, God delivered us through this. God delivered us through that. Oh, and he's able to take us a little bit more further. So we got to take the limits off of him because he's God Almighty, and we have a destiny to fulfill. So now we are pressing toward the mark of the high calling. I'm entering into another dimension because I'm taking the limits off. I'm taking the limits off. For the children that he said they had limited him. And sometimes we do limit him. We limit him to our thinking. But now it's time to elevate your mind. Let's shift your mind to another dimension of thinking. I do a
Come on, affirmation.
Man. I do an affirmation. That's what helped me. I declare his word. Because you will get stuck in your thinking. You will get stuck there. Because that's the devil's target. That's the battlefield in your mind. So that's where you got to wage war with scriptures. I do it with declarations. I declare good things. I declare healing. Declare miracles. I declare life. And that more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
He's giving me the keys. He's giving me authority. So I'm taking the limits off him. And I'm not going to limit him, his word. Because if he said so, I know he's able. So I'm not going to limit his word. I'm going to bring him in remembrance of his word. I'm going to declare his word. I'm going to say it till I see it. Because I'm taking the limits off. No boundaries. Taking the limits off. And I'm trusting him at his word. And praise God. I thank God for the light of the word this morning. Because truly it is a light to my feet and a light unto my path. Y'all continue to pray for the Witted family because we are triumphant and we are victorious in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. That was Elder Witted. I tell you, God is good. Now, come on now. What is your dream today? What have you been dreaming of from the time you was a child? God give us dreams. We interpret dreams. I tell you, what were you thinking about? What
I know everybody, when they were small, they'll be like, I want to be this when I grow up. I'm going to do this when I grow up. You know, all that time, you writing it. You writing it with your tongue. I tell you, God is an awesome God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Also, you can tune into blogtalkradio.com. Time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, let me tell you, this broadcast go all the way back to 2009. So, you know, you got a whole lot of messages that you can listen to. You can share it with someone. So just go to blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it, and you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, we all the way in 2015, so you know that's what, 6 years now that she's been on this broadcast. I tell you, God is awesome. Messages upon messages upon messages. Prayer upon prayer upon prayer. So you tune in, write it down, put it on a piece of paper, email somebody, text somebody, you know, so that they could enjoy what you have been enjoying. Post it on your Facebook page. I tell you, God is good. Also, every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by, again by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. I tell you, take it back, take it back, take it back. And I know I heard the apostle say, when you get him down on the ground, step on his neck and break it. I tell you, so there is no more coming back. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Every Monday we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying, and that's every Monday at 3 p.m. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. Also, at that time, we have Bishop Porter. Just be right there with him. I tell you, you have a question, you need prayer, whatever you need at that time, 3 o'clock now, come on, support him. You can also do the same thing. Go on Blog Talk Radio and go to I'm Just Saying. God is awesome. And we are going out there now when we ask them for donations. We are looking for a bus to take children to school. I'm talking about elementary kids. You're talking about kids that in first grade, second grade, that's walking along a busy, busy street. They have to walk to and from school. God will bless you. When you bless people, God do not forget about you. You can send your donations to 313, P.O. Box. See, I'm giving you our church address. That's how bad I'm looking to see you. Just pop on up there. That mailing address is P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704, the city of victory, I tell you. And since I was giving it to you before, let me just go ahead and give you our church address. That's 31325CR437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325CR437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. On Sundays, we start service at 1 p.m., and on Tuesdays, at Bible study, it is 6 p.m. So come on out, get more Jesus in you, Till then, you be blessed. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go, and
I
let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let God.
You can handle it all.